We live in a country where we are free to openly show our worship for God. That alone should give us a thankful attitude. The Apostle Paul encouraged the church in Colossae to see their lives and circumstances through the perspective of gratitude for Christ and his work in their lives. He wrote in Colossians 3, 15 through 17, "Let the peace of Christ be in control in your heart, for you were in fact called as one body to this peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and exhorting one another with all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with all grace in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Paul's words to the Colossians were not written lightly or without regard for pain and hardship. Remember, Paul wasn't writing this letter from a beachside resort, but from a jail cell. And he wasn't writing to a wealthy and comfortable group of Christians living their best life for the world to see. The Colossians were, in fact, a persecuted minority facing opposition from local authorities and hostile false teachers looking for any reason to arrest them. Paul wanted them to understand that thankfulness and gratitude in Christ didn't minimize their danger. Instead, it should change their way they are seeing danger. The danger should become an opportunity to glorify and honor the one who had promised to be with them no matter what. As Christians, we don't simply choose to be grateful. We choose to be grateful in Christ and to Christ. The celebration of communion is not just a ritual for ritual's sake, but an important practice of reframing our mind, especially toward gratitude and thankfulness to Jesus and the work that he's already done. Work that provides us hope in this life and in the life to come. Let's pray. Our Father and God in heaven, we come to you now as a thankful people, thanking you for the opportunity we have to remember your Son and the way that he gave us. As we break this bread that represents his body and drink the juice that represents the blood that was shed for our sins, help us to remember and be thankful that they didn't take his life from him, but he laid it down willingly. And that you gave him for that reason, and that through this plan that you laid forth, we can be with you in heaven someday. Help us never to forget that. And no matter what happens around us, Father, no matter how bad things seem to get on this earth, help us to remember that once we get through this, we'll get to be with you in heaven someday because of what Jesus did. Be with us now as we remember his death on the cross to give us life, and that we have that hope in this life and the life to come because of him. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.